Hi there, thanks for tuning in. Well, a session that started out with what seemed like some benign weakness ended up being one that was subjected to some aggressive selling over the course of the afternoon. As a result, the ASX 200 finished with a loss of 1.7%. That was quite out of kilter with what expectations would have been early this morning. A holiday in the US and the prospect of a shortened session tonight once again on Wall Street meant that we could have reasonably been expecting a bit of a quiet session into the weekend. But a new warning from the World Health Organization about the virulence of the South African strain of the COVID-19 virus, in addition to a number of European countries enforcing travel bans in relation to travel between Europe and Africa, saw sellers really get mobilized throughout the region. So at the time of recording, we had the Japanese Nikkei down by the most part of 3%. That gives you a sense of the selling that we were seeing throughout the region. S&P 500 futures in the same vein were down by about 1%. And our market, as I said, finished down by 1.7%, not far off the worst levels of the week. So unsurprisingly, we had sellers hone in rather enthusiastically on the travel stocks today. So we had Flight Centre, for example, down by about 7% today. Qantas shares fell by 5%. There were some pretty sizable falls for the banks as well. Macquarie stood out in that respect, down by around 3%. And normally you would see CSL hold up reasonably well under the circumstances. I suppose it did to an extent, but still down 1.7%. So it tends to get caught up in this selling from time to time because it might have an impact on their blood collection activities. But we also had some good retail sales numbers, which boded well as far as a positive spending season around Christmas is concerned. Retail sales in September were up, but unfortunately, under the circumstances, retailers weren't able to benefit from that, particularly Kogan. So it was one of the worst performers in weekly terms, down by about 11%. Its trading update earlier in the week went over poorly, and that's probably one of the features when you look at the performers over the course of this week. They tended to have updates or releases that had a bit of a transforming effect on perceptions around their share price. So another one of those was Bapcorp. The stock finished down by 18%. Appen has been dealt with very aggressively over the course of the last 5 days, down by 21%. A broker note, in some respects, cast questions over their current business model, which was one of the reasons why the stock fell so aggressively today. But on a more positive note, EML Payments, which had been under a lot of pressure recently, it's still well away from the levels that we've seen in recent months. It was up by 24% in weekly terms on the prospect of them being able to do business more effectively in Ireland now that the Bank of Ireland had given them the go-ahead to conduct their business on a more normal footing. Fortescue Metals was an example of stocks doing well on what is almost a re-rating in terms of the prospects for iron ore. So they were up by about 11% in a similar vein. Mineral Resources also getting a lift from the lithium story, up by 5%. Rio and BHP were up by about 4%. So next week is quite an important one in terms of economic news. In our own context, we'll have GDP figures to look at. So that has got the potential to transform perceptions, that's for sure. So once again, it'll be another interesting week, which we seem to have no shortage of at the moment. The Aussie dollar got caught up in that rush to safe havens this afternoon. We saw gold prices benefit. Government bonds benefited from that. The Japanese yen also caught a bit on the back of that, but it made a casualty of our own Aussie dollar, which is back to around 71.4 US cents.